The reading today is from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5. We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is the word of the Lord. I offer this morning not a sermon or a homily or even a devotion, but a few very brief reflections, mostly because I'm too guilty not to give you something. Paul gives us a remarkable picture, new creatures. And what we experience then, at least what this reader experiences, is a remarkable and compelling discontinuity, disparity, and incongruity between what Paul says and declares and what I know and experience and live. New creation, Paul says, and why not? A new day, a new week, fresh rain, more of it, making all things new. New experiences, new classes, new programs. For some of you, today is the first day of what will be a life-changing move. Summer Greek gets underway, the beginning of it all. So many things new, new creatures indeed. But I'm still the same. I go into the water of baptism and come out same. I sit down after the absolution has been spoken. I'm the same. I swallow the bread and the wine, receive Christ's true body and blood. I'm the same. Feel the same, think the same, look the same, act the same. I pray for the eschatological fulfillment, and I mean it. And I yearn for God's fulfillment, and I believe it. I say the amen, and I'm still the same. Same thoughts, same struggles, same stupid sins, same stupid sinner. New creation? Where? Doesn't feel like it. And yet the reality is God's word. The reality is the promise. I feel the same, I look the same, I think the same, but nothing, nothing is the same in Christ. Christ has spoken, and by grace it is so. I belong to him. I am what he says. Even if I don't feel it, even if I don't see it, even if no one else sees it in me, it is the same, no more. New creature, indeed. I cling to that promise. It's all I have. I cling to that telos, that fulfillment. And with that reality and that goal in mind and in sight, even the same, the stupid sameness of today is radically different. Discontinuity, antithetical disparity, yes. But new creation, more than all. By grace, by faith, by Christ, it is so. New creation, so I am, and so I shall live. New creation, so you are, and so you shall live. We stand for the Kyrie.